Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. That in Croatian is good morning. Bonjour in French, good day. And in English, how you doing? You know, the first hour is the rudder of the day. It's 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I have the pleasure of spending the next hour with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. I wonder if they're hearing us in Kenya. I was there. I love Africa. The book, The Heart of the Lion, go to my website, simplyageless.net, or kathywatsonspeaks.com, but I digress. Yesterday's show was Freedom to Choose, and today's show is Habits and Happiness. But I have some local, national, and international news to share with you, and that's how I open all of my shows, and then in the second half, I go into habits and happiness. But here's a little teaser. What's your habit personality? Can you tap into your type to unlock the secret to real happiness at work, at home, everywhere? Confucius say you never work a day in your life if you love doing what you do, and I love doing what I'm doing because you see it's like performing. I'm a performance artist. You'll find all of that out on my websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. And Shakespeare said, the world is a stage, and we are all actors. And he said that we have to wear our masks in different areas of our life. I don't like masks. I say hats. So, on Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central Time, I put my radio personality hat on. Then, from 12 to 1, I will put on my Toastmaster hat. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity, your voice. Defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And no one, there's no one youer than you. Thank you, Dr. Zeus. When I said that the first hour was the rudder of the day, you plan your day. You know, first impressions are lasting until you open your mouth. Would you all be listening to me right now if this is what I sounded like? You know? Right? You know? I don't know. Do you know? Who knows? I love to teach speaking voice because it's all in your breathing and your thinking. We are creatures of habit. Now, I'm going to invite you all to call in at 347-637-3789. And when you do, my gift to you is the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you gurus out there. I have discovered my methods and techniques are easy to learn, no costly equipment, no operations unless you want them, but they're yours. They travel with you no matter where you go. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, It is not bait and switch. It's your book, ebook, about 80 pages. And then when I'm ready to give it as a gift, I call Justin at Office Depot, and I have him print it out and bind it, and then you have it right in front of you. My facial exercises provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And then, one of the phenomena of aging is that you begin to slur your words. Now, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. The tongue is a muscle. And you look at your entire body. If there's a muscle, you have to exercise it. And it's fun because I gave them silly names. Taming the elephant, leaping lizards, Tarzan thump. Bill always knows the silver fox when it's time to wake up when he hears me thumping my thymus. How healthy and fabulous do you want to be for the rest of your life? Do you know, darlings, you have such habits today that are not serving you? And the reason why you're not even aware of them is because you're in your comfort zone. So I have to transition into our new Archbishop in Chicago. Archbishop Supic. Hey, he's Croatian. Welcome. Velika Gospa. And he said, don't fear change. And I need to ask you this. How many times have I said to you, you're wearing that same shoe that really hurts and it pinches, but hey, you ain't going to step out of them because you're very comfortable knowing that it's going to hurt. You want to spend the rest of your life unfulfilled? Do you have headaches? You know, they say that ulcers do not develop because of what you eat. It's what's eating you. But do you have headaches? The silver fox and I do not have one. I can't think of the last time I had a headache. But aspirins, yeah, may cure the headache. But stretch yourself and really think about aspirations can cure not only headaches, but can give you a feeling of, I did it. I went for the abyss. I'm standing on the mountaintop. And I'm going, yay, I made it. I'm soaring with the eagles. Or do you want to run with the herd? You know, the buffalo herd that's ready to go over the mountaintop. The head is down. They're competing. They're comparing. Be your own authentic you. And you can't do that if you're living your life according to the gospel of someone else. But let me read to you from the Chicago Sun-Times. Oh, the Mass was inspiring and beautiful. I was raised Catholic. Pawn, Croatian, and my mother, Philippe, Hungarian. Beautiful, beautiful Mass. I love the Latin Mass. Once a Catholic, always a Catholic. I remember, this is a little sidebar. We're told that you make your communion and then you go to confession. And I go, what? Why? What am I going to confess? Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. You know, you're 6, 7 years old or whatever, and I was making things up. I didn't know what to say. I didn't even know that I was doing anything sinful that I had to be forgiven for, other than going to the Forbidden Red Hill, but that's another story. I was just moved by the beauty, the pageantry, and the love that they have for God and Jesus. So this is by a staff writer, Francine, staff reporter. And oh, we wish our best to the retiring Cardinal Francis George. He's not well, so be sure and send all of your good thoughts and good wishes to him. Archbishop Blaise Cupich told the faithful that the Catholic Church shouldn't fear change and pledged to continue efforts to help victims of priest sexual abuse and protect children as he was officially installed as the 9th Archbishop of Chicago. In a tradition-rich installation mass that filled Holy Name Cathedral, Pope Francis's pick to lead Chicago's 2.2 million Catholics also displayed the sense of humor he has as a reputation for, noting, "I don't do walking on water." Don't you just love that? Cupich said, "We all have anxiety and hesitancy to change." In referencing scripture, he noted, "Jesus invites us not only to take the risk of leaving our comfort zone, but also to deal with the tension involved in change." Pope Francis is inviting the church to come and walk with Christ as he is always doing something new. He is challenging us to recognize that Christ is always inviting us to more, to greater things. He added the church should not fear leaving the security of familiar shores of the mountaintop of our self-assuredness, but rather walk into the mess. In his remarks, Cupich referenced the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' commitment to helping abuse victims, noting, "Working together to protect children, to bring healing to victim survivors, and to rebuild the trust that has been shattered in our communities by our mishandling of abuse is our sacred duty, as in holding each other accountable, for that is what we pledge to do." He also repeated the Bishop's Conference call to the nation to be what it has always promised to be, to protect the vulnerable, the poor, the weak, to treat immigrants with justice and dignity, to respect life, and to be good stewards of creation. It is the invitation of Jesus. Come take the risk of being more. Cupich offered words of advice and encouragement for Catholics worried about passing on the faith to the young. They're our future. Come on. Young people have always been attracted to authenticity of life, where words match deeds, he said. Let's not be afraid to let our young people know about our life with God and how it began. Share with them how the gospel has brought joy and meaning to us and transformed our lives. Such witness of personal faith many times has made the skeptic take a second look, has inspired vocations, and in my experience animates our advocacy on behalf of human dignity with joy and compassion, purifying it of anger, harshness, and fear. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in number 347-637-3789. My email is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I love to get letters. I love to write letters. And then if you want to talk with me up close and personal, you could call me after the show, 847-882-8717. And then my websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. And if you truly want to see me in one of my performances one-on-one with Kathy, I'm interviewing me. Log on, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. And click on the video. And let me hear your voice. Let me hear your comments. Now, I encourage all of you to call in at 347-637-3789. I'm talking about the Catholic Mass, the installation of Archbishop Supich in Chicago. Chicken in the car won't go. That's Chicago. And you know, Chicago is known as the Windy City. They think it's because of the wind, which is prevalent. But it's the politics. Vote early and often. And I am going to talk about Governor Rayner a little bit later, or soon to be, and pensions. Oh, it's beyond my comprehension. But if you have any comments and you'd love to be on the air with me, now remember, the show is archived. And once we're off the air, wait a few minutes and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's date, November 19th, and you will hear the show. I've been talking about Archbishop Supich. I'm quoting him, "I resolve to serve faithfully the spiritual needs of this local church." Now, this is what I'm quoting Archbishop Supich. "Our concern with the issue of human dignity begins with the unborn, but it doesn't end here," Supich said in a Chicago Sun-Times interview on the day his appointment was announced. As if to reiterate that, in his homily Tuesday, Supich quoted from Pope Paul VI in saying, "Know how to listen to the groan of the poor." Oh, the candid voice of the child, the thoughtful cry of youth, the complaint of the tired worker, the sigh of the suffering and the criticism of the thinker. But never, never be afraid. I have to do a sidebar here. When he said to treat immigrants with justice and dignity, I totally agree with that. But all of you immigrants, all of you wannabe Americans, come into our country the right way, like my mother and father did from Europe in the early 1900s, in the 1900s. They went through Ellis Island. They took the oath and they became American citizens. We are the greatest nation in the world. You could be fabulous or you could be feeble. It's your choice. But why would you expect to come into America illegally and get all of the perks? You see, I'm still working. Those of us 50 plus, we earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. And we don't mind. We will encourage you to become an American citizen, but the right way. Follow the rules. Would I be able to enter Russia, Mexico, any other country of the world, and get the perks that you get when you become an American citizen? Could I come to Mexico and, or immigrant, wherever you're from, and enter your country illegally and be accepted with open arms? No. It's not the right way. So do the right thing. Come into Amatika the right way. There were, this was just, go online, ChicagoSunTimes.com. There is a Reverend Wahatka, Wahatka. Well, he's the pastor of the St. Catherine Labor Church in Glenview. And he said, Chicagoans are getting a person of the people. The Kenyan, he is from Kenya. My land is Kenya. Roger Whitaker. Ah, get the record. But this Kenyan native was pleased to have had brief one-on-one time with Supage Monday evening. The Kenyan native said, oh, he surprised me. He spoke to me in Swahili. And I'm like, wow. Good morning. This is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help. So relax and have a great day. And I'm going to say, so relax and make it a great day. I don't know what your religion is, your spirituality. It doesn't matter. Because we're all one. And even those of you that are agnostic or atheists, you all have something in common. You do have a belief. You do believe in nothing. Nada. It doesn't affect me at all. Because this is something that, as an individual, you have to feel in the bottom of your gut. It's a fire in the belly desire to make a difference in the world. And whatever your religion is, your spiritual belief, you're entitled to it. But let it be yours and no one else's. Don't live your life according to the gospel of someone else. Because it may be Satan in disguise, and you know how clever sociopaths are. Silver-tongued serpents. Be your own person. And that's what Supich is talking about. Be your own person. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. Expect a miracle today. Just throw your hands up and say, I'm waiting. I deserve it. I earned it. I'm worthy of it. I give thanks for it. I'm expecting a great miracle today. I want it. November 19th. I was just inspired to do that. Guest call in 347-637-3789. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Email? No. Website? KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Click on all of the buttons. I love performing, and you know, I guess radio, this is a way for me to explode, because I could put on many hats while I'm talking to you and sharing this wonderful day with you. Now, next week is Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for? But I have to say, oh, this is a marvelous segue. Whoa. This is by three contributors Chuck, Patrick, and Sandy of the Better Government Association. You know what? I want all of you grasshoppers out there, think of a career in politics. Come on. You could have a career. We already know that the dom pérignon of trades is iron workers. I know because I married one. But think about a politician. And on the front page of the Sun-Times, Rauner's advisor pension bonanza. Whoa! The governor-elect can get a quick study in state's retirement plan crisis by examining $200,000 in growing annual package paid to Glenn Pashard, a member, he's Democratic, of his transition team. And they were having a conflict about raising the minimum wage. How dare you? I wanted to go to $15 to $20. Oh, so now, Glenn Pashard quoted and said on his generous state pension, "I can tell you, I worked hard all my life. I never tried to game the system." Well, I worked hard all my life. I'm not getting a pension of $200,000 a year. How do you justify that? Call in 347-637-3789. Now, this is his numbers, pension numbers. $189,979 he collects each year in retirement pay for 30 years of work or other credit in three state pension systems. How does he get three? And he gets $15,000 each year from the federal government for his 10 years in Congress. I'm telling you, if I had my life to do over again, the do-over would be I would go into politics. One of the big problems Governor-elect Bruce Rauner will face is what to do about the state's public pension crisis. He doesn't need to go any farther than a member of his own transition team, Glenn Pashard, to get a close-up look at some of the factors fueling the crisis. He's 69, gets one of the biggest pensions of any former Illinois elected official, over $200,000 a year. That's more than the $177,412 salary paid to Governor Pat Quinn. Justify the amount. What hard work? I don't call this hard work. I call it a passion. Coming into my studio, recording my shows, making you aware. It isn't hard work. It's what I've been called to do. If he lives to 80, his retirement benefits will have ballooned to an estimated $280,000 a year. Look at politics for a career. I can tell you, I worked hard all my life. Well, don't we all? I don't say I work hard. I'm just dedicated. I'm in joy. I'm in gratitude. He started out, he's a downstate Democrat, started out as a public school teacher, held office as a state senator and congressman, and was a top administrator at Southern Illinois University. I never tried to game the system. Well, all he had to do was be a brainiac, use your brain, use your good sense, and be fair. That's not hard work. That's just being true to yourself and to the world. Indeed. Pashard followed the rules, and the rules allowed him to boost his years of government service and his pension by counting unused sick time and buying pension credits at a fraction of their cost to the state for jobs he held in college And for nearly 2 years of his Illinois Senate term, he didn't serve after being elected to Congress, according to interviews and records obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times and the Better Government Association. The key to how Bouchard built his enviable retirement cushion was winning election to the State Senate of Illinois. State pensions, none is as generous as the one legislators created for themselves, the General Assembly Retirement System. That allowed Bouchard to start his retirement with a pension of 85% of his state salary when he started collecting his pension in 2003 after retiring for the first time from SIU. Hey, early on he knew that there were ways to boost his pension. At 42, while running for Congress in 1988, then State Senator Bouchard contacted GARS about his future pension. According to the handwritten note in his file at the pension fund, Bouchard was leaving town and wanted to know right away what it would cost to buy pension credit for the 2 years left in the Senate term. The note said, situation discussed at length during office visit on November 17, 1988. Bouchard paid $7,860 to get pension credits for 23 months of the Senate term he didn't serve. That gave him credit for 7 years in the Senate. He paid for it. He bought it. Though he served five, hey, the money was well spent, boosting his current pension by $20,000 a year. Oh, he never tried to game the system? Well, what was he doing there? He then bought 1.25 years of credit in the state university's retirement system for jobs he has had as an undergraduate at SIU. The credits cost $5,598 and add $5,000 a year to his pension. He also bought his way. He didn't earn it. He also bought 2.5 years of credit from the university pension system for his time in the U.S. Navy in the 1960s. He wasn't in the Army long enough to qualify for a military pension. I bought in what they told me I could buy in, he said, of moves to boost his pension. I did what was possible. He was also able to apply unused sick time from his days as a college employee and as a teacher to tack on 1.73 years of service. Bouchard gets $189,979 a year in retirement pay for 30 years of work or other credit and three state pension systems, more than $1.4 million since he started drawing them in 2003, when he retired for the first time, turning 58. He gets an additional $15,000 a year for 10 years in Congress. He wasn't there. He bought it. Bouchard's state pensions, initially about $140,000 a year, have grown by $50,000 a year thanks to an automatic 3% a year cost of living adjustment. Our cost of living adjustment last year for seniors was $13 a month. I am. Oh, they say he has a tremendous amount of knowledge about Southern Illinois as well as the university system and is respected across country. Hey, he was smart. You know what? This is me. I'm making this comment. No one else. He's as smooth as the Daley regime, the former Daleys that ran Chicago. Oh, he's respected. Oh, you have to respect him. He was genius. I wish I had had his knowledge. I would have gone into politics. Way to go. How do you sleep at night? That's what I want to know. Man, And then there are some that are balking at raising the minimum wage. Shame on you, Bashard. You bought your way into the system. I'm listening to Live with Kathy. What's your take on it? Come on, no guts, no glory. 347-637-3789. And yes, I know you're waiting for me to segue into habits and happiness, but I do have a couple of issues that we must discuss right now. Hey, come on, be part of the Kathy Watson Consortium, Live with Kathy. Two ways to do it. It is sponsor-driven, but I think of it more as partnership. Call me at 847-882-8717. And there's an introductory offer. Of course you're going to pay for it. Doesn't mean anything if I keep giving everything away. I'm giving away the ebook. I'm giving you for next to nothing my knowledge, my expertise on how to uncover the authentic you. Have you ever dreamed of having your product? I don't know what it is, your dream? Boasted on talk radio? It's a 10-week commitment. You don't have to do anything, you just work with me. Together, we build your minute commercial, and then, in that 10-week period, you're invited to co-host a show with me. You get to listen to you. Now, you grade yourself. All of you know it all. I challenge you. I want you to hear you on radio. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're going to grade yourself. How did you do? Did everyone understand your passion? Did they get up? Would you get up and run to the phone to contact you? That's one way. And then on Thursdays, the time from 11:30 to 12, I'm opening at 2, the whole half hour. No commercials. You are going to buy time on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to host you. Sure, there's a fee, but it's so affordable. It's all about you. Thursday, tomorrow, 11:30 to 12. Our guest author, Rudy Segovia, son of five migrant farm workers. He reached the American dream by tenacity, perseverance. And we're going to talk about how he did that. And now it's his show. It's a marketing tool. So is being a guest co-host on Live with Kathy. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And Rudy will be able to click on November 20th and hear his show. Now he sends it all over the world. He emails the link to his database, and they forward it to their database, and so on and so on. By the click of the button, the world could hear you. Do you want to know more about it? Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you by, in part by, Lobstergram. This is Dom Perignon of gift giving. It's gift giving time. You don't want to send same old, same old. I experienced Lobstergram on my birthday last year. And then we experienced it again this August. Oh, join many. Bon appetit. Why would you send ground beef when you could have the filet mignon? So delicious, the Dom Perignon of delicate eating. Mouth-watering holiday gift in baskets. I just got another catalog. Log on to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. They've been providing the best lobster, seafood, steak gift packages. You could pick and choose. You could create your own. Fork tender steaks, appetizers, desserts of any combination you could think of. Now, you could send a gift certificate. Tell Dan Zawicki, the lobster man, when you want the package delivered. I said August 21st, and it was right there, August 21st. Or you could send an e-certificate to make it even easier. Lobster Graham has been featured on Oprah, QVC, The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, and many others. And I asked Dan, I said, how did you get on Oprah? Oh, he said, we sent a Lobster Graham to one of her employees, and she found out about it and just fell in love. But it's eating. It is gourmet. Don't you want to eat like a king or queen? LobsterGraham.com or call 800-548-3562. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by IMPACT, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. Iron workers are attached at the hip with IMPACT. IMPACT is there to be the liaison for the transition when the contractors are working with a company and that providing the best service in the whole world. To find out more, to learn more about IMPACT, log on www.impact-net.org. And did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Ironworkers.org. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. The Silver Fox worked in Local 1, which is the Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and vicinity, and he's retired from Local 395 in Indiana. I have a CD out, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession, Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Think about it. Log on. It's your life. No do-overs. The only do-over that I ever said I would do, I'd go into politics. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'm being brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they were the National Gold Medal Award winners for excellence in Arika Cuff. Does an exquisite, exquisite job with the 50 Plus Club. And you're going to hear her story from Choices on December 18th, so write that down. Bored and lonely? Your choice. Log on, heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Need to ask him a question? He'll be delighted to comment. ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? Yeah, looks do matter. I mentioned it yesterday. Jay Cutler, when the Bears were they had a photo of him, he looked like he aged. He was Methuselah. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, all leading factors in premature aging and death. You see, I know how to neutralize the free radical damage. It's an inside-out formula. And in the book, The Elixir of Youth, you're going to get the formula, what to be taking, check with your doctor first, and the skin products that I use. And I have one product that is so dynamic, all natural, to relieve the stress on your face and your neck. You only use it 3 times a week. You want to beautify your skin? You want to treat the skin? Do you want to treat you as a whole? Call me, get in touch with me, and I will make you a gift of the Elixir of Youth. Now, are you happy in your work? You know, work could be a habit. You could be so unhappy in your work that you don't even know that you're unhappy. Now, I could help, but you have to call me. If you really want to know the formula for creating a home-based business, you need to call me at 847-882-8717. I shall be delighted to work with you. No, there are more scams out. Oh, the Medicare. You have to log on yesterday's show, November 19th. No, wait a minute. November 18th. I can't go into it. How do these people sleep at night? They are, oh my God, they're robbing, they're stealing, and these are professional people. It's your money. You worked for it. Don't let them take it from you. Now, we talked about domestic abuse. Oh, it could be verbal and emotional, too. I have 2 PSAs, and then I'll get into habits and happiness. You see, domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And it's time that we called it what it really is. It's a crime. Now, you could be male or female. You could be the bully at school. Think back to when you were first in the relationship. What a loving person this man or woman was. Yeah, women, I've heard about you. And how great things were, then the violence starts. Why you stay? I don't know. You don't want to leave, you just want the violence to stop. What, did you inhale? It won't, not without help. Reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community, and don't you dare tell me. Don't you dare tell me that you're staying for the children. You're teaching the children that it's okay for the father, that's your mom, to beat her up. And that's the lesson. That's what you're going to, that's the habit that you're going to take out into the world. And men, it's time for you to get up off your patooties. Why are you hesitant to make a statement? It could be your mother, sister, or daughter. Get involved. You see, I hit back. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. Now, in Illinois, whatever state you're in and you're listening to me, take this number down, because when you call it, you could tell them that you live out of Illinois, and they will give you the domestic abuse hotline number. So in Illinois, it's 877-863-6338. That's 877-863-6338. And remember I talked about silver-tongued serpent sociopaths? Con and scam artists are exposed, and they sleep at night. They know how to target their prey. Sometimes it'll take a year or two, but they know when to strike. They're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. What to do? Hang up. Call the police. Call a family member above all. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number, where you live. Hang up. Call someone. Call me. Now, this is sad. Based on reports, we lose $3 billion a year to the con and scam artists. But the true figure is many times higher, because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And the two PSAs has been brought to you by authors, contributing authors in choices. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. It is nonfiction. Rhea Schmidt, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? But Kathy, I've Got to Be Me. And Rudy Segovia, that we're going to hear tomorrow. Son of Migrant Farm Workers. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. He reached his American dream. If he could do it, so could you. Kathy Watson, Through the Years, My Story. Oh, you'll love it because it's all true. We want you to live your life like it's golden. And then we have Marilyn Pasella. Her home-based business, mobile drug testing. And she does testing for IDOT. Now, this is the beauty of what she does. Mobile testing is on-site service. It's drug testing. She comes to you, saving you time and money. She established this when she decided many years ago that Zsa-Zsas just don't go to work for anyone. They're creative. They're entrepreneurs. So she created mobile drug testing. It's a professional, fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Now let's go to the books real quick. When you logged on the video and you saw Performing Arts, and then you went to The Elixir of Youth Nonfiction. It's yours, free. The next is Choices, Contributing Authors, Awe-Inspiring, Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. You won't be able to put it down. If you want a discount, there's a minimum order. I will be happy to work with you. Call me at 847-882-8717 or log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And then The Heart of the Lion. Ah, my trip to Africa. Get the book. Amazon.com, Ex Libris. And then 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. But let me tell you, John Patrick and I wrote The Heart of the Lion. And his book out, The Second Coming, it's available. Tate Publishing, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Yes, The Second Coming of Christ has happened. Nonfiction, you will not be able to put it down. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, what's your habit personality? You can tap into your type to unlock the secret to real happiness at work, at home, at everywhere. Now, this is the truth for all creatures of habit. We want to be more productive, happier people, but while we all intend to create good habits, it's a tad tricky to follow through. The reason has to do with the tendencies of our personalities. What that says is that where we all intend to create good habits, and we want to, we can't. Some of us resist change that doesn't have an immediate payoff. Some feel trapped at the mere thought of change. I laid the sword down a long time ago when I realized that everything, there's a time for everything. If you can understand what's behind your natural instincts, you can create more positive habits and build joy, success into all aspects of your life. Ready to take your habit quiz? There are four distinct personality types, each with unique approach to forming good habits. In column A, are you punctual and rigid? Column B, do you think out decisions? Column C, I love, enjoy breaking the rules. Column D, Oh, I'm a people pleaser. Your personality type, upholder. You're great at meeting expectation, both others and your own. A sense of accomplishment drives you to form positive habits. That and the fact that you hate making mistakes, fear letting go anyone down by failing to follow through. You're a rebel. You resent other people's expectations of you. Free will is your mantra, and self-determination spurs your behavior. If you can pick your own course of action, you're more likely to take on a habit that makes you, not just someone else, happy. Obliger. You don't like being reprimanded or letting others down, so you're an absolute star at creating routines that help you meet other people's expectations and priorities. As a result, the things you want for yourself tend to get put on the back burner. Questionnaire. You don't like spending time and effort on an activity you don't see a measurable benefit from right away. And even if you've already committed to it, however, once you do find a good reason to start a new routine, you're extremely motivated. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? I'm going to expand on this more on Friday morning, 6:30 to 7:30. Now, this is from the Edinburgh Lectures. Every thought produces a slight molecular change in the substance of the brain, and the repetition of that same sort of thought causes a repetition of the same molecular action until at last a veritable channel is formed in the brain substance, which can only be eradicated by a reverse process of thought. That means that if you keep thinking it over and over and over again, you've created the habit. But you could cancel that by just simply saying, I cancel that thought. The truth for me is. And then you bring in the positive. Toxic negative thinking is just habit forming. It's negative. A new thought pattern or a new memory groove has to be inscribed into the brain cells. If you want a way, now this is from self-improvement workshop facilitator suggests that if you want to break an unwanted habit, you should maintain a replacement habit for 3 consecutive weeks while refraining from the old habit. Many people have found this to be true as they learn to comply with new state laws by buckling their seatbelts. Once the new habit is learned, buckling the belt becomes as automatic as releasing the handbrake. This is so because a new thought pattern or memory groove has been inscribed into the brain cells. And Ernest Holt, Science of Mind, thought that negative thought patterns tend to repeat themselves with monotonous regularity. We're creatures of habit. But what if we were to replace negative thought patterns with the declaration of the truth? I cancel that negative thought. The truth for me is. As a result, we would tend to grow healthier, wealthier, happier, more loving, and more successful. It can be done just by starting one day at a time and staying with it. Let's start now, grooving with the truth. Since we all can conceive of a greater good than we have so far experienced, let's so we all have the ability to transcend previous negative experiences and rise above them. Stay away from the negative Nellies. And by the way, you gassy old geezers, you seniors, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 80-year-olds are paving the future. 70-year-olds, well, this is the way I did it, and I ain't going to change. I don't care because you're not going to be in my world. So until tomorrow, from 11:30 and 12, remember to always be in your best elements. Until then, make it a great day. and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.